Okay, before this evening's Seder, I asked one of our Gaboim whether I should better talk about Chai Krisus or about Purim. So he didn't bat an eyelash, he said Purim. So I'm blaming him. I'd like to share with you a thought on Purim. And Amit Hashem, I hope next week yet to get back to where you say this to Ketaisus and Yudal Ramad Aleph. Taisus La Fuke has a big side Lagabe Bris Mila. Let me share with you a thought regarding Parshas Sachar, Amalek, and of course as it applies to the Megillah. Parshas of Amalek appears twice in the Torah, in Parshas Bishalach, by the Melchama, and Parshas Tisaitse, which we are going to lay on Shabbos, Mitzvah Hashem. And in both places we find something that at first glance seems strange. In Parshas Bishalach, Amalek attacks, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, all right, we're going to call the Marines. So he goes and he gets Yeshua. He tells Yeshua, we're going to go and do it. He says, we'll do it tomorrow. The question is, why are you pushing it off for tomorrow? Right now, Amalek attacked. You get everyone together and you counterattack. You attack back. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know, let's get a good night's sleep and we'll take care of it tomorrow. The whole machar seems a little out of place in the story. Then when you turn to Kiseitse, we have a mitzvah to kill Amalek. It's a mitzvah l'dayreis of Timches Echar Amalek. And if you read, you wonder the same thing. Yeshua goes into Eretz Yisrael. He's got an army. They win, except for one battle in Ai in the beginning, they win every single battle for 7 years. And the Amalekim in Eretz Yisrael. And they don't fight with Amalek. The Pasuk says, V'hoya b'haniach Hashem alakech l'chal m'kalei v'achem yisaviv. First calm down, take care of conquering Eretz Yisrael, and then go fight with Amalek. So Vaita needs an explanation. If Amalek is the Eina Kisei Shalem, as long as Amalek is around, so go attack Amalek right away. So why do you need a melech first? It says there's a seder. You need Kibush Yisrael, a melech, and then you do battle. Taka, you're right. But why? Why couldn't Yeshua, you know, they're busy doing what they got to do. Why don't they attack Amalek as well? The third place, we find the same strange set of events in Megillas Esther. Now, we're all used to the story of Megillas Esther, so it doesn't strike us. But if you picture someone who's into it and hearing the story for the first time, the whole story works its way up to a climax where Esther finally goes into the Melech, and she's Moshe to Shabbat Hazav, and she says, we'll get Haman and Achashverosh to the Mishteh, and they come, and she's Moshe Chem Beni HaMelech, and the king says, whatever you want, anything you want, just ask for it. So what does she say? Again, she says, Mochar. She says, you know what I want? Let's do this again tomorrow. It's nice, a nice get-together. We'll repeat it tomorrow again. What are you doing, Esther? You have the king. You have Haman. You have a plan. Why push it off for tomorrow? You know, between today and tomorrow, he's a king. A lot of things could happen. You know, Russia could attack the Crimea, or somebody could go into Afghanistan. You know, the king could be busy. And again, you find the same word, machar. Says, well, let's try this again tomorrow. So all these places need a hesber. And I saw a yesaid, the Sfasemis brings b'shem to Chidush Yerim. I'd like to share it with you. I think it's a nice yesaid, and we'll see it'll answer a number of places. The language of the Sfasemis is, Purim nechtam ba'is hakfelus. It says, Purim, in Yonim of Purim, are sealed on Neftam with an idea of kfelus, of things happening a second time. And he explains, briefly, Kedarkai, that it's human nature, when you do something the first time, you do it with excitement, with a warmth, with a chamimus. It's something new, it's something special, it's something exciting. So you get something started with a chamimus. You wait a day, you wait for the next day or the day after, and it cools off. It doesn't. The same excitement doesn't stay. The koyach of Amalek, the danger of Amalek against Klal Yisrael is krivus, is to cool off Klal Yisrael. Rashi says, and we're going to learn tomorrow, Rashi Korcha Baderech, Rashi says, Davar Echa Lashon Koyer V'Choyim. It's a Lashon of cold as opposed to hot. Sinencha V'Yipshircha Me'Risicha Secha. Amalek comes to cool you off from your heat, from your excitement. Klal Yisrael leaves all excited. Amalek attacks. To cool off Klal Yisrael from their excitement. The Muhammad against Amalek can't be with the excitement. When something is the first time and there's an excitement and enthusiasm, that's not the Muhammad of Amalek. The Muhammad against Amalek is that the second time you do it with enthusiasm, you do it with a cheshik. The Muhammad against Amalek is that Dafka, when the Kriyas has danger of setting in, and then you come and you do the battle. So the Sosemis is Merames to a few such places. He says, for example, that we learned the Megillah twice. Chayiv l'kreisa balayla, v'lazar v'lashonaisa bayayim. We learned the Megillah two times. Which is the Ikka Kriyas HaMegillah? The main Kriyas HaMegillah of Takonis Esther is by day. In Mishnayis, it doesn't even mention laying the Megillah at night. The Gemara says that one of the Amiram said, Chayiv Adam, l'kreisa balayla, v'lazar v'lashonaisa bayayim. And the other Tanaim didn't know what he meant. Gemara says they thought he meant lain it and then learn Mishnayis by Yom. He said, no, lain the Megillah twice. The Hezbar Advarim, the Ikka Megillah is by day. But the first time he heard the Megillah, it's with a cheshik, with an enthusiasm. It's the first one. So Chazal said, this is Keneged Amalek. Let's lain it at night. Mitzvah to lain it at night. And the day laining is already a second laining. You all know. It's not the same by day as by night. By night, there's a certain hold your breath enthusiasm. The whole shul is there, everybody's there. And by day, it's not the same. It's the second time. It's the rerun. You know, you heard it already last night. You know what's going to happen at the end. People don't clap by home and by day like they clap by night, because that's the teva of a person, is that the second time doesn't have the same cheshit. Melchemes Amalek is machar. Is Tevi Lachim Ba'amalek machar. That the tomorrow should be with the enthusiasm, with the cheshik, the way that it has to be. The idea of Shushan Purim. There are some Yom Tovim that are more than one day. There are 8-day Yom Tovim, 7-day Yom Tovim. Purim is not a 2-day Yom Tov. It's a 1-day Yom Tov. Shushan Purim is not a second day of Purim. It's a hemshach of Purim. In Shushan, they did battle with enthusiasm, with a cheshik. And Mordechai v'Esther said, that's not the way we fight Amalek. We have to do it again the next day. We have to do it again. The enthusiasm isn't the same. The cheshik isn't the same. But that's Melchemes Amalek. Melchemes Amalek is to be meishach, the first mitzvah, into a second day. To pull it into a second day. Purim is Purim. It's not 2 days Purim. It's pulling 1 day of Purim into the second day. It might be that that's why it's a meaning by Klal Yisrael that the Sudas Purim always schleps into the next day. The Mishnah Berurah has to warn people that you have to stop by day, you know, you can't stop by night, take a Suda by Yom. It's the opposite. Every Yom Tif, if you look at Yidden, they're running, you know, it comes Havdalah, Matzah Shabbos, you know, everyone's heading for the cars right away. It's like everyone's a smoker. You know, every shul, the earliest man, you got to start. On Matzai Pesach, people go run to have their pizza. But not shul, not Purim. Purim is Meishach. It draws into the next day. The Avodah of Purim is this idea that Purim is Nechtam B'Kfeilus. It's Nechtam with this idea of pulling it into a second time, pulling it into another period of Cheshik. In Emunas Yisrael, Rabbi Moshe Wolfson, he instituted, I don't know if they still do it, but it like made the headlines, everyone was talking about it. They had an appeal, and when they finished the appeal, Rabbi Wolfson got up, it was some hot rendering of the appeal, I don't know if they were Yisaimim or Almanis. He got up, he said, okay, everyone gave the first time, because you were devarim to it, you were moved. I want everyone to call out a second pledge. This pledge is a Lishma pledge. It's without the warmth. Well, it's one way of raising more money. But it's like matonas lev yainim, you have to give a second ani. Not enough one ani. One ani is a cheshit, you give. But the midas hapurim nechtem bekfeilus. The second time you also have to do. You have to do the second time also with the midah of Purim is the second time it should be with the cheshit. When Haman came to Achashverosh with his plan, it says Achashverosh said, "You know, I'm afraid to start up with the Jews. Their God always helps them." So Haman responded by saying, "Yeshnai am echad." So the Gemara says, "What's Yeshnai am echad? This yashnu mina mitzvahs." They're tired already for mitzvahs. They don't have the same cheshit for mitzvahs. They do it, you know. They did it last year, do it next year, do it this year. It's just the same thing over and over. They don't have the cheshit. That's a molek. A molek is that taina. That it's niskarer. It's already cooled off. It's not the same bread that you have the first time. It's already cold by then. It's the midah of a molek. So what did Klal Yisrael do? Kimu v'kiblu. Klal Yisrael said, "Yeah, we're all fakiled from it, no more. Now we're devouring from it. We're makabel the Torah a long time ago. Niskara etzleinu. We're going to do a second Kabbalah, a second Kabbalah semitzis, a Kabbalah biava, a Kabbalah with cheshik, a Kabbalah with desire. So now it's going to come with a new brand." So this idea is the idea of Mechemes Amalek is that the second time you still have cheshik. So it fits with all these places. Every time it seems there's a Mechemes Amalek, there's a Machar mentioned. The Machar of Yeshua, the Machar of Ahaya Baniach Hashem Lecha. Of course, you come into Eretz Yisrael, you're excited, you're doing battle, you're conquering the land. That's not how you fight Amalek. Mechemes Amalek is let everything calm down, let everything be set, you have a Melech, everything's running. Now, go to Mechama Ba'amalek. Those people don't know, but there's a Mechama against Amalek in Shmuel Aleph Perek Lamed. David HaMelech attacks Amalek there. And there also, when David HaMelech attacks Amalek, the Lashon of the Pasuk also has Machar. It says there, Vayakim David, Mehaneshef Ad HaErev L'Macharasam. David destroyed the city of Amalek, Mehaneshef Ad HaErev, from morning to evening, L'Macharasam, into the Macharas, into the next day. Because again, it seems every time that there's at least a successful Melchemes Amalek, it's l'macharasam, it's to go into the tomorrow, into a second step, and keep the second step, the cheshik. Somewhat cryptically, the Sfasemis writes, Hainu diksiv mocha yemche, also a kfelus, a double lashon, mocha yemche, zecher amalek. So this is an idea, the idea of chamimus and avodas Hashem, reinvigorating oneself, re-inspiring oneself into doing what needs to be done in Melchemes Hashem. It could be that's another reason, maybe, why Purim is an Adar Sheni. Ashkenaz, we hold that if there's a yard site, we keep it in Adar Rishon. We hold that Adar Rishon is the Adar, and Adar Sheni is the extra month. And nevertheless, Purim is in the second month. So there are reasons. The Gemara says, Lahas Mekula Lagula. But it fits with the whole theme. The whole theme is, in the second month, do it. In the second time, it should be with the Cheshik. So maybe that could be also a reason why it's in the Adar Sheni. So these are at least a handful of ideas that fit with this theme, which, as I said, the Sfasemis mentions with a kitzer, with a small reference to this idea. I think as time goes on, we can develop more and more places where it fits into this idea. And certainly, as you all know, the Mishnah starts with a cheshik, with a bread, with a chamimus. A freezing day today, and people fasted. And, still to be able to come and to be here late at night after everything. So, all right, that will be hopefully a yad in the Melchemes Amalek, Adar. And I wish everybody a wonderful kimu v'kiblu, a rikabala satira. And it's Hashem, we should continue to have a lot of atzlacha. I think Shabbos everyone.